Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 25th. Today is Christmas. It is a joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, bringing families together with song, feasting, gift-giving, and warm lights. Across cultures, communities exchange kindness and create traditions that nurture hope, generosity, and the spirit of togetherness throughout the holiday season. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 22 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of snow showers this morning, mainly between 9 and 11, with mostly cloudy conditions, a high near 40, and a west wind blowing at 7 to 12, gusting up to 29. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 12 and a northwest wind at 12, gusting as high as 33. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 8:30 with a high tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 24 and a light north wind of 5 to 9 miles per hour. The wind chills could fall as low as zero. A chance of light snow late Friday night into Saturday morning may drop less than a half inch, with Saturday mostly cloudy and a high near 28 and a north wind near 8 miles per hour. Be prepared for rain Sunday night into Monday, with freezing rain possible between 9 and 11 p.m. Sunday, then rain Monday with highs near 42 and southwest winds gusting to 23 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a stunning real estate move, a Back Bay townhouse on Commonwealth Avenue has sold for $21 million, marking the highest sale in Boston so far this year, according to listing agent Maggie Gold-Selig. Built in 1910, the property boasts over 11,000 square feet of living space, featuring 8 bedrooms, 8 full baths, and original architectural details. Located steps from the public garden, the Esplanade, and the bustling Back Bay shopping district, this single-family townhouse also includes multiple private patios, decks, and an attached garage. Municipal records confirm the sale occurred on November 24th, with other significant sales this year also catching attention. Now on to sports. Get ready for a Christmas day filled with football. Starting at 1 on Netflix, we have the 6-8 Cowboys at the 4-8 Commanders. Then, at 4:30, also on Netflix, we have the 8-7 Lions at the 7-8 Vikings. And to cap off the night, on Amazon Prime Video, catch the 12-3 Broncos at the 6-9 Chiefs. Kickoff is at 8:15. In local sports, the New England Patriots had 3 players in the concussion protocol after Sunday's win over the Baltimore Ravens, and only one of them returned to practice on Wednesday. Running back Travion Henderson participated on a limited basis, while wide receiver Kayshon Boutte and left guard Jared Wilson did not practice. All 3 players must clear the protocol to play against the New York Jets this weekend or the Miami Dolphins in Week 18. Several other players, including cornerback Carlton Davis, tight end C.J. Dipper, and linebacker Robert Spillane, were also out of practice. Henderson was joined by limited participants Demario Douglas and Anfernee Jennings. In top news, Graham Walker, who sold his family's Louisiana company, Fibrebond, insured his 540 employees, received a share of the proceeds. He agreed to sell the business for $1.7 billion and included a condition that 15% of the sale would go to his employees. This summer, employees received bonuses totaling $240 million, averaging $443,000 each. Leisha Key, an employee for 29 years, used her bonus to pay off her mortgage and open a clothing boutique. Walker hopes to hear how this money has positively impacted his employees' lives. In business news, Paramount Skydance is seeking to reassure Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders, stating that Larry Ellison has made an irrevocable personal guarantee of $40.4 billion toward its $108 billion all-cash offer for Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount, led by Chairman and Chief Executive Officer David Ellison, has increased its breakup fee to match Netflix's $5.8 billion. Larry Ellison, co-founder of Oracle, has a net worth estimated at $243 billion. Paramount's bid is also supported by the sovereign wealth funds of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Abu Dhabi, which agreed to forego governance rights. David Ellison emphasized that Paramount's offer is the superior option for Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $2,900. And XRP is up 1% to $1.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Waymo is providing insights into why its robo-taxis became immobilized during a recent blackout in San Francisco. The company reported that its vehicles successfully navigated more than 7,000 dark stoplights on Saturday. Waymo is rolling out a software update to enhance navigation through disabled traffic lights during power outages, aiming for a more decisive response. The self-driving system currently treats dead stoplights as four-way stops, but many vehicles sought a confirmation check from the fleet response team, which increased congestion. Waymo stated it is refining its system to better align with its current scale. Entertainment news. An Anaconda reboot that few requested reveals the limits of star power. Starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd, this baffling resurrection of a snake franchise not only bites, but also winks. Sony Pictures seems to anticipate your skepticism, presenting a midlife crisis comedy about four friends traveling from Buffalo to the Amazon, played by Queensland, Australia. While amusing at times, the film lacks the comedic brilliance of other projects. The humor remains subjective and elusive, failing to engineer a cult classic. Despite notable performances, this Anaconda is simply not worth the effort. It runs for 100 minutes and is rated PG-13. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, an Anaconda reboot that few requested reveals the limits of star power. Starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd, this baffling resurrection of a snake franchise not only bites, but also winks. Sony Pictures seems to anticipate your skepticism, presenting a midlife crisis comedy about four friends traveling from Buffalo to the Amazon, played by Queensland, Australia. While amusing at times, the film lacks the comedic brilliance of other projects. The humor remains subjective and elusive, failing to engineer a cult classic. Despite notable performances, this Anaconda is simply not worth the effort. It runs for 100 minutes and is rated PG-13. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.